It's 12 to 8 here in ABC New England Northwest, and as you would be aware, there's been a health inquiry underway, hearing from the public right around our region, around New South Wales. Health professionals and members of the public have been telling it just how dire the provision of health services is in regional areas. Now dentistry has been added to the list, and Tamworth dentist Dr. Michael Jonas is giving evidence at the Rural Health Inquiry. He's told ABC's Kemi Maguire there are thousands of people on waiting lists to see dentists.
Just on the public waiting list, there's over 12,000 people waiting for public dental care in Hunter New England Health. But metropolitan areas, we're talking about 30,000 odd people in this state, but that's a lot of people waiting for what is basically essential treatments. And it just seems incredibly unfair that if you live in a metropolitan or a bigger metropolitan area, I guess, you get access a lot more easily because they can basically get on a bus and go down to the clinics, where here, quite often distance becomes an issue where people in need of care could easily be doing an hour and a half, 2 hour trip just to get to see a dentist to get assessed before anything actually happens. So it's an ongoing problem, and I've been working in the rural environment for 30 odd years now, and it hasn't got a great deal better.
We've heard for a very long time that there are just extensive doctor shortages, not only in regional New South Wales but across Australia. Does this go hand in hand, or is dentistry a bit different in that way?
I'm led to believe, and I think it's true, that there is enough dentists to get round Australia quite comfortably. However, it's a distribution issue. They aren't working in the areas of greatest need necessarily. As an example, for instance, in the metropolitan areas, you would find between 80 and 90 dentists per 100,000. It doesn't sound like, but that's a very good number to have. When you get out into remote areas, it's down 30 to about a third of that, so 24 in very remote to every 100,000 people. So the numbers are there, but the distribution is wrong, and access is still the main problem, trying to get access for regional people to have oral health care in an appropriate time frame.
I'm looking at a few statistics done by the Council of Social Services, and it's even saying here, you know, one in three patients over 15 in the Moree region are putting off their dentist every year. That's the same for Inverell and Narrabri. It's about 30% of adults there. What's the actual health risk with people putting off their dentist work?
Well, oral health care obviously is one of the primary health care areas, which basically allows dentists and other professionals to get a look at people's general health. So the main issues obviously are broken teeth, toothache, abscess, gum disease and the like. And that's the immediate problems that we have to face. But you go a little bit beyond that without getting too involved. A lot of those issues are preventable. They're often diet related, which then leads on to the other chronic diseases which we're facing in Australia, diabetes and heart disease, obesity, kidney disease, and on we go, which very frequently is related back to sugar intake and just diet in general. So the mouth is very important in general health, and if we can maintain people's mouths at their optimum level, there's a very, very good chance that their general health will improve or be maintained as a result.
Look, you've touched on a few subjects there, and as you mentioned, you will be attending the hearing. Are you presenting any solutions to that?
That's a very, very good question there, Kemi. There are a couple of things. I mentioned access is one of the major problems, and one of the ways around that, we believe, is through teledentistry, as weird as that may sound. But most people have a mobile phone and can access a network, usually, even in remote areas. And we should be able to find a way, because it is being done in other areas, of being able to do early diagnosis through teledentistry and then organising appointments. So when patients turn up at a clinic, they are prepared for what's going to happen. And so that's one way around it. Another way is trying to find a more equitable method for distributing the voucher system, and we're working on that too. That is a big job for government to do, and the Australian Dental Association is in conversations for quite some time, trying to find a way to be able to manage that even better.
What do you mean by the voucher system?
Well, the vouchers allow people who cannot afford to go to the dentist to actually get emergency treatments done. And to actually get the voucher, you have to go through the hospital and get the voucher written out, and then you find a dentist and you get yourself treated. It's a bit cumbersome and could be streamlined a fair bit, and that's one thing we're working on. The other thing which is really worth remembering there, Kenny, is the fact that the federal government has got the Child Dental Scheme running, which provides people with children up to the age of 18, I believe, about $1,000 every 2 years for basic dental care. And so the money sits there and people don't utilise it. And there are so many people who would benefit from bringing their children along to get the basic dentistry and especially preventive care done. Because
going back to teledentistry, I'm sure it's not a case of trying to stick the phone in your mouth and try and take a photo. What do you mean by teledentistry?
Well, you're going to be surprised to hear that's exactly what does happen. I have done it. Well, it's not quite like that. But look, the technologies are developing now where they have frames, shall we say, where you put your mouth the phone in and you're able to get really good photos. And it's developing and it's going to happen. But that basically is what it is. You have a remote eye, shall we say, in the mouth, and you can diagnose quite well. There's also, you know, access to specialist care at times where you can send x-rays and photographs off digitally. They may be done in a remote location, but you can get access to some of the best practitioners in the country via the digital means. I think the main thing is that, firstly, that dentistry has actually got into a small limelight and has been given the opportunity to present to the committee, which has done a lot of work up to date, and there's still a bit to do, of course. But our main issue will be pushing the access that regional areas, the patients in regional areas, definitely deserve and which they're not getting at the moment, and try to give a pathway that may help that be fixed up as soon as we can.
That's a Tamworth dentist, Dr. Michael Jonas there, who's giving evidence of the New South Wales Rural Health Inquiry with regards, which has turned its attention to dentistry at the moment. He's been speaking with Kemi Maguire. It's 4 minutes away from the news at 8 o'clock. We heard